The British media have recently been covering a story which focuses around philosopher and writer Alain de Botton's alleged plans to build a £1.5 million, 150-foot tower at the heart of London's financial district, all to house a temple for atheists. Plans which seem to have provoked the ire of some non-believers. As Alain de Botton writes in his blog, this idea seems to have had the power to annoy a great many good and clever people. Intrigued by this story, I thought I'd ask Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, a former official at the Pontifical Council for Culture, an office which during the pontificate of John Paul II merged with the Council for Non-Believers, to comment on this story. I begin by simply asking him to define the difference between atheists and non-believers.
Well, there are all sorts of people who don't believe in God or in spiritual realm of being. Atheists have definitely proved to themselves or decided for themselves that there is no room in their way of understanding the universe for any kind of God. But there are other people who just don't know whether they believe, and they prefer to leave the whole question at arm's length.
So, Monsignor Peter, how can we approach Alain de Botton's story, in your opinion?
He seems to have mentioned an architectural drawing by Thomas Greenhall. Now, what he said was an idea that began life as a piece of paper architecture to illustrate a point in a book. That idea, with its measurements and design, seems to have been taken as Alain de Botton's own idea. It's not really. He just pointed to that as one possible way for atheists and non-believers to celebrate the fact that they're atheists and non-believers. He objects really to the idea that anyone who doesn't believe in God or organized religion can't be spiritual. He wants to get away from that. And one aspect of life where he wants to get away from it is in architecture. Because he says, why should it just be spiritual people? Why should it just be religious people who use architecture to celebrate what they believe? Why can't people who don't believe in any spiritual reality use architecture to explain that, to express it, to celebrate it?
Why do you think people object to this? I mean, there seems to be a sort of outcry about this because of the expense, or do you think that it's just a new idea or something?
Well, I think it's pretty sad that they haven't listened to the man himself. He's very entertaining and very well spoken in the sense that he puts a good argument forward, but he's also very humorous. Not everything he says should be taken as if it were an article from a scientific description of the world or a recipe for total happiness. He's asking people to think outside the box and to think of new things, to use architecture differently. He's not suggesting that this should be the way forward in every case, in every country. He's saying, why not think about the possibility of using architecture to celebrate the fact that we don't believe?
This brings up a whole idea that you don't really need architecture to express an interior life, do you? I mean, that applies to us as well, as Catholics, maybe.
I don't agree with that at all. Every religion has objects, special objects, ranging from very small objects to very large buildings in most religions. But every religion has objects which point to the mysteries of existence, the mysteries of the deity, and the link they want to establish between the individual believer, the community of believers, and the deity in which those believers believe. You know, every single religion needs physical elements to gather the people together. The Catholic Church is notoriously sacramental. We use water, oil, wine, bread, as do many other religions, but we perhaps are the most known for all those things. But every single religion uses material objects to draw people together, to stress the fact that it's the whole person who's involved in belief, not just a mind or a disconnected spirit.
According to the article I read, de Botton said he chose the country's financial centre because he believes it's where people have most seriously lost perspective on life's priorities.
Well, don't you see the humour there? You know, he's exactly saying, now where could I possibly situate this? I know. The total chaos that's there at the moment, they need some focus in their lives as much as ever the rest of us do, perhaps a lot more. It really is easy to miss the point that he's having a dig in a very humorous way at part of our society.
You mentioned that we have a saying that would apply to this situation.
Yeah, I think like many stories, the journalists in their great creativity have wandered far from the essence of what was originally said. But I think that what de Botton is putting forward is something like saying, not why does the devil have all the best songs, but why do religious people have all the best buildings? Why shouldn't we as well?
You were listening there to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.